Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. It is 8:32. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, October 30th. Wichita police are looking into a couple of pre-dawn armed robberies yesterday. The first happened about 6:30 in the morning at the McDonald's. At 47 South and Broadway, a man wearing a black hoodie pointed a gun at an employee, walked out with cash. Then about a half hour later, a robbery at the Circle K near 13th and Oliver in northeast Wichita. Suspect walked in with a handgun, took some money, and walked away. Police are looking into these to see if these two robberies might be related. Let's take a look at that weather forecast here on a Monday morning. Filling us in, meteorologist Dan Holliday. Hello, Dan.
Good morning. Another cooler air mass has settled into south-central Kansas. That will likely keep our temperature in the low 50s this afternoon. Our high 52 with north winds. Tonight's low 29. And a few areas of light rain moving in tomorrow afternoon. Our high on Halloween, 42. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north, mostly cloudy, 49 degrees. A shooting Saturday morning sent a 19-year-old to the hospital.
Around 2 a.m., officers were dispatched to a shooting in the 300 block of South Ida. Three 19-year-old men were going to a party, and upon parking their vehicle, an unknown suspect fired multiple times at them. One man was struck in the head and was taken by the other two men to an area hospital where he was treated for his injuries and released. Multiple shell casings were located in the area of Lewis and Laura. The investigation into this incident is ongoing. If you have any additional information, please call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111 or WPD Detectives at 268-4407. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two top administration officials will be on Capitol Hill today speaking publicly about authorizations for the use of military force.
It marks the first public hearing on the issue of war authorizations for Defense Secretary James Mattis and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. The two will speak before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Trump administration officials have told Congress they're not seeking a new authorization for use of military force, but are also not opposed to Congress passing a new one. The administration currently relies on the 17-year-old authorization from 2001, as the Obama administration did for legal authorization in the war against ISIS. Janae Norman, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
And that Senate Foreign Relations testimony begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon. As Halloween approaches, shoppers expected to go into overdrive this year, spending about $700 million more than last year on decorations, costumes, and candy.
The National Retail Federation projects shoppers in 2017 will spend over $9 billion on Halloween-related items. Kay's This and That, a local costume shop, says that the Saturday before Halloween is always their busiest day of the year. Travis Hettenbach of the costume store says he sees a wide range of people's spending habits, anywhere from $20 to over $100 for their costumes. The average consumer is expected to spend around $86.13 on Halloween items, according to the National Retail Federation. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
All eyes on the nation's capital today. Let's get a preview of the President's Day in Washington, D.C.
As Washington braces for a potential indictment announcement in the special counsel probe, President Trump will have a private lunch with Vice President Mike Pence and Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
I have now decided to recuse myself.
Earlier this year, Sessions recused himself from any Russia investigations, a decision about which the President has expressed frustration. The President will also meet with his Secretary of State and Defense Secretary. His only appearance before the press comes when he and the First Lady hand out cookies and candy to kids at a Halloween celebration on the South Lawn. Arlette Sines, ABC News, Washington.
It's 8:36 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And here is your host today, Jad Chambers. Jad?
Well, we're going to start with now some problems for a Stranger Things actor. Actor Charlie Heaton was denied entry into the United States last week He plays Jonathan on Stranger Things, Netflix's Stranger Things. The official says Heaton was barred entry after trace amounts of cocaine were found in his luggage when he arrived in Los Angeles. The official says Heaton, who was a British citizen, was returned to London. He was not arrested because apparently the amount wasn't enough to warrant any charges.
Okay.
So it wasn't enough cocaine to be arrested for, but you can't come into the country. Gotta go back to London. Anyway, it's bad things for Stranger Things actor Charlie Heaton.
By the way, there is a Stranger Things-themed house at Douglas and Belmont.
Ah, I see.
In College Hill. They've got a whole setup in the front yard that's based on Stranger Things. It's pretty funny.
And, of course, Stranger Things Season 2 released on Friday. I watched it over the weekend.
You watched the whole Season 2?
I watched the whole Season 2
What's your assessment?
Weekend. I liked it. It was very good.
Okay.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job. It lived up to the first season.
All right.
And it set up things for, you know, further seasons on the line. When it comes to pre-Halloween weekends, box office treats are the movie equivalent this week of a box of raisins or a toothbrush.
Oh, no.
Yes, the top movie of the weekend is Saw, the 8th edition of the horror movie series.
Oh, that's necessary.
$16.3 million. So that's all it made.
Saw 8.
Saw 8, yes. I believe it's called Jigsaw, actually.
Is that what? Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposedly a reboot. I don't know. It's Saw 8. Number two at the top movie was the top movie this last couple of weeks. Boo 2.
Yeah, Madea.
Madea Halloween. Yeah. $10 million for Madea. Followed by Geostorm, Happy Death Day, and Blade Runner 2049. So, apparently not many people
Isn't
in the theaters
quite
this
a bit lower than where Blade Runner wanted to be.
It really is.
Yeah.
But of course, Blade Runner opened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
something
a couple
like
weeks
that.
Back.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good Morning America talked with comedian Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary.
They had Dennis Leary on, and the comedian actually had some interesting ideas about how to fix the election process in the United States.
We should have a reality show to elect the next president, okay?
Hey.
Get rid of
Someone say we already did that.
Yeah, we did, right? I mean, because the debates suck. We don't learn anything at the debates, okay? So I say you have a 13-week reality show called President Idol, as Howard Stern was calling it, or I call it America's Got Leaders, okay? You get four celebrity judges and just have all these people that want to run for 13 weeks. We watch them on television, give them tasks, make them dance, sing, whatever you want to do. And on November 2nd or 7th, whatever the day is, we vote by phone, and that's it. No electoral college. That's it. The winner is the winner. So, I mean, I think that's the future.
Yeah. Dennis Leary, I think that's the future.
Sure. I really don't have a problem with
that. There
are
some people that would go for that, yes.
Yeah, let's just vote that in right now. Dennis Leary coming up with the new way we should do elections here in the United States. It was on this date, we've talked about this a little bit, back in 1938, 70 years ago, the Orson Welles' radio adaptation of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds broadcast.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man.
Of course, there's Wells right there himself.
The first
about
the first 35 minutes of that is just absolutely fantastic radio.
Oh, yeah.
Theater/radio.
I generally make it a point to listen to that about every
Halloween.
I listen
to it once a year. It's just great.
It really is good audio.
They go out to supposed live reporters out there in the field covering the event. They have sound effects and people, and it's great.
Now, it's always said that a whole bunch of listeners actually thought there was a Martian invasion, a big craze.
Bought into it, yeah.
It wasn't as many as a lot of people say it was. It wasn't nearly the hysteria that some people make it out to be, but there were definitely...
There were some spots of panic.
There were some big spots of panic, especially localized in certain areas, but there was actually some panic in that one. So it's interesting, but that happened on this day back in 1938.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Happy birthday today to actor Henry Winkler. Henry Winkler turns 72 today. Who is Henry Winkler, you ask?
Just you can trust. That's all.
He's right, guys. We get a girl who won't take the prizes. It's foolproof. Thanks, Fonzie. Always come through for us.
Hey, you don't need any more help, right? You can do this all by yourself, right?
Yeah, we got it. Oh, yeah, we're fine, Fonz.
Right.
We'll see you later.
Thanks, Fonz.
All right, Fonz. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, Fonz, you got a girl we can use?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll get you a girl. Now get out of here. I'll never get my laundry done.
That's right. Henry Winkler. Arthur Fonzarelli, the Fonz. Well, the actor that played the Fonz. 72 today. Of course, he's been in more stuff than just Happy Days.
He just wore a white t-shirt,
yeah,
blue jeans, black leather jacket.
It's all took.
And just came up with this character that just blew up in the 1970s into cultural icon that Henry Winkler's been associated with ever since.
Yeah. Now, he's done some other things. He was in the film Night Shift.
Yes.
He was in the movie Scream. I believe he was a principal in Scream. He was a coach in the movie Waterboy, an Adam Sandler
That's
movie.
That's right.
Yeah. He was the coach.
I do it for you, coach.
He's been on TV shows recently. Royal Pains. He was on Royal Pains. Arrested Development.
Oh, God. He's so funny in that.
He really is the attorney. Arrested Development. Well, you'd almost put air quotes around attorneys. Not very good.
And as the head of Children's Hospital on the show Children's Hospital.
Hospital.
He's
exactly.
Very funny in that.
Very good role. Yeah, for Henry Winkler, 72
72.
Years
the
old
Fonz
today.
Is 72.
And, of course, every day, the Blur is brought to you by Pizza John's in Derby.
Yep, it's located right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. You know, Steve McIntosh was going to take his granddaughters out to Pizza John's.
Oh, yeah, back on Friday.
On Friday night.
Yeah.
Apparently, I think when he got there, it was crowded.
It was so crowded.
Yeah, that he had to bail.
Oh, wow.
that didn't materialize. But yeah, I saw Steve and his grandchildren out at the murder mystery out at Andover, St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. He had to make it to the
show. We raised a ton of money for the Lord's Diner at this annual event, so it was fun. And I'm sure Mac will get down to Pizza John's in Derby with his granddaughter some other time.
Oh, sure.
Just didn't quite work out on Friday. But, you know, when you're busy, you're busy. You got a big weekend coming up, and Pizza John's is now open for another week of great pizza serving to the folks of South Central Kansas. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Pizza John's in Derby. It is 844 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And we'll talk about Halloween coming up as well, and a beer spill in Germany. When does that not happen? 844 with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.